broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot of work to do to defend the Republic, to stand for the sacred cause of liberty, and man, our work never ends. That's why we are on the air 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, 12 hours of hard-hitting live talk radio. Takes us double that time off the air, so it's literally a full-time job, ladies and gentlemen, finding the news stories, the articles, the discussion points, the reality checks, that I will go on and on, right, of the things that are critical to bring forward in the broadcast. We stand center stage in the culture war. We promote God, family, and country. We protect life, liberty, and property. We use the moral law of God and the supreme law of our land, the Constitution. Put that all together, and we certainly stand for God, family, and country. We certainly stand for the constitutional rule of law, and we absolutely, unequivocally stand for a conservative viewpoint, a viewpoint that would protect all life. Okay, we are live 6 days a week for a reason, because the news never rests, number one. And we need to bring the news articles up, issues up, discussion points, debates, whatever you want to say, all to the round table, all for discussion. And we need to make sure that our moral stance is on the table. This is a culture war, and we better advocate for our positions or they will be obliterated in today's fast-paced, hard-hitting social media, etc. And so we play ball in that arena, and we do so hopefully effectively. And you know what? We have day jobs, so we're not begging for your money. We're not setting ourselves up as more important than anybody else. We're not asking the public to pay for us. We're willing to labor with our own hands. But in our spare time, the love of liberty runs in our veins. The love of liberty is our sacred cause. And so you know what? We work all day for our day jobs. And then when we get spare time, we tell the tale of liberty. We promote God, family, and country. We protect life, liberty, and property. We befriend that law which is the Constitution. We do our very best to make popular that which is good, honorable, right, and moral based on God's laws. And we reject and stand against and try to make unpopular those things which will destroy personal, individual liberty. Things that will destroy our relationship to God. Things that will destroy the fundamental unit of society, that is the family, based on God's laws. The fundamental unit of society, the family, is God's organization on the earth. That's right. He set us up in families to protect one another, to care for one another. He's given us responsibilities as male and female. And together we stand in a sacred covenant, God-given, God-ordained marriage. And then he's given us guidance of how to perform our responsibilities in those sacred marriages. And to welcome children. Children are a blessing from God. The multiply and replenish the earth guidance from the Almighty has never been rescinded, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I digress, except to say we stand strongly for pro-life. But you know what? We are in the culture war, and we're not the only ones to do so. I got an email just now that says we're protesting Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah. Good for them. The email that I got yesterday, and I've tried to reach out to them, see if they want to jump on the radio with us here soon. But the email says, "Dear Sam, our team is scrambling to put together a protest of Planned Parenthood in South Carolina tomorrow, where the abortion Goliath Planned Parenthood is hosting every major Democrat contender in 2020 from Biden. and Beto to Harris and Sanders, Warren and Moore for candidate forum. If you happen to live near Columbia, South Carolina, well, look at the details below. We're hoping you can join us. Who's emailing me, you ask? Kristen Hawkins. Who is she? She is the president of Students for Life. Studentsforlife.org, they're doing a phenomenal job. And she says, if you can attend, please do so. If not, help us protest. Will you please protest with us by chipping in $10, $25, $50 to help us with our expenses, including a couple of flights, tanks of gas, our costs to make our protest happen. Quite frankly, I'm starting to get nervous about this. We barely were able to make an announcement that we are organizing a protest. Newspapers are already picking up the story. Just look at the headline we included above. You ready for the headline? Anti-abortion group to protest Planned Parenthood's Columbia Presidential Forum. Okay? She says, I know the media would love nothing more than to claim our site is, quote, low energy. So we're doing everything we can to get our volunteers out on Saturday. That's today, ladies and gentlemen. This candidate forum is where pro-abortion politicians are going to suck up to Planned Parenthood in hopes they can pick off enough votes and tap their campaign coffers in order to win their party's nomination. They know the more radical they are on abortion during this, quote, Planned Parenthood-sponsored event, the more likely they are to stand out for the crowded field of Democrat contenders. If you thought you've heard it all this year, from trying to, quote, justify and legalize femicide or infanticide to lighting up iconic monuments in the pro-death agenda and the celebration of nine-month abortions, just wait till this Saturday and the upcoming Democratic presidential debates on Wednesday. So this is, you know, ground zero here, folks. Students for Life are literally in South Carolina protesting today, doing a phenomenal job. And this is where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen, when Sam Bushman gives up his Saturday morning to go live every week. When Students for Life decide that, you know what, that's what these students are going to do in their spare time with their Saturday as volunteers. We're going to protest, Kristen Hawkins continues, the president of studentsforlife.org. We're going to protest to expose these politicians and their radical pro-abortion positions to the American people. Because we know that the majority of Americans would be shocked if they heard what these candidates are actually calling for. In fact, a recent poll showed that only 7% of millennials support the Democratic Party's platform of taxpayer-abundant or taxpayer-funded abortions up to the moment of birth. Only 7% of millennials support that. Okay? But Sam, this is more than just a protest, Kristen writes. You see, we will be talking to the members of the audience. Yes, actually talking to them as they go in and out of the Planned Parenthood-sponsored forum or for these candidates. We'll tell them the truth about what abortion really is and explain how Planned Parenthood lies to women, okay, about what abortions really are. They push abortion as their primary business, and they lie to women. Ask Abby Johnson if you don't believe us. After the results of our recent Planned Parenthood truth tour on campuses, they say they changed the minds of 50% of the students they got the opportunities to talk to in that campaign, and they say we know we could change more minds on Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, the pro-life message is getting out, and good, honest, hardworking people like Students for Life are making a difference. Kristen Hawkins, president, continues and says, I know that may sound far-fetched, but please hear me out. This past semester, our Missouri regional coordinator, Elizabeth, was speaking with two young women who had made appointments at Planned Parenthood for later that same week. After talking to Elizabeth and hearing the truth about Planned Parenthood, they canceled their appointments. And that's not the first time we've had students cancel Planned Parenthood appointments after they've talked to our student leaders. Not too long ago, an Illinois State University, our Western Region Director by the name of Reagan set up our We Don't Need Planned Parenthood. A donor came up to her to Planned Parenthood. Reagan was prepared to get cursed at and threatened and abused, but the conversation went very differently than anybody could have expected. In fact, after explaining how federally qualified health centers offer more services than Planned Parenthood does and do not perform abortion, the Planned Parenthood representative, or supporter, I should say, the Planned Parenthood donor, I should say, sorry, said, "You really did change my mind. My money would be spent better elsewhere. Sam, even if we're only to change a handful of hearts and minds this Saturday, it'll be well worth it. Don't you agree? If you do, I hope you'll consider chipping in and donating. I know the media is licking their chops, dreaming of all the headlines they can about the pro-life, to paint the pro-life movement in a bad light. With your help, not only will we expose pro-abortion politicians to the American people, but we'll change hearts and minds in the process. For Life, Kristen Hawkins, President, Students for Life Action. P.S. If you'll be in the South Carolina, Columbia area Saturday, I hope you'll be able to stop by our protest. I'm including the details below, just in case. Protest, Planned Parenthood's 2020 Candidate Forum. Amen, Kristen. Great work. I've reached out to get these folks on the radio with me. In the meantime, we'll do our best to highlight what they're doing. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. I'm commending the folks at Students for Life doing a phenomenal job. I'm live on your radio talking about it on Saturday. These wonderful students in South Carolina getting after it in Columbia, protesting, talking to people about pro-life. The mainstream press calls them an anti-abortion group, but I call them a pro-life group. What about you? All right, next story that highlights the same general topic, just as valuable, just as incredible news. Breaking federal appeals court rules, Trump can move forward with defunding Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah, abortion providers call the ruling devastating. The Post, yeah, good news. The Donald's doing something. Taking action, baby. So listen, you got Donald standing for pro-life big time. You've got Sam Bushman standing for pro-life. You've got these Students for Life standing for pro-life. And don't tell me we're not moving the needle, ladies and gentlemen, because we are. Now, I'm not trying to take credit for anything. I'm not telling you that I'm a rock star or that I'm more important than anybody else. All I'm telling you is we're doing some good things. And I got this news from Stand for Life. Federal appeals court rules that Trump can move forward with defunding Planned Parenthood. You know what? Is this enough? No, it's not, folks. Right? This isn't enough. We got to work harder. Right? Yes, we do. We got to work harder. But you know what? Let's not deceive ourselves. It is an incredible start. It is serious business. This is not a joke. This is serious. We're on the ground. It's real. I'm on your radio right now. Donald Trump battling in the courts. Federal appeals court. You see? So the courts tried to shut down the Donald. Donald appealed. Right? And now federal appeals court rules that Donald Trump can move forward with defunding Planned Parenthood. That's taking cash away from these thugs that are pro-death, right? All right, now you got Students for Life spending their Saturday in Columbia, South Carolina, standing for life. Yeah, these Students for Life, I mean, incredible. Protesting Planned Parenthoods. I mean, it's just tremendous. Right? I'm grateful for these two organizations, Students for Life and Stand for Life. Right? They're doing great work. I mean, I get the news from the Stand for Life folks. I get the protest from Students for Life, and I get the details that President Trump's involved. And think about that. You got a bunch of youth, a bunch of students. You got Sam Bushman on your radio. You got Donald Trump battling in the courts. And then you got this Stand for Life organization, which has been pro-life for a long time. See, we're all making a difference. I know we're little. I know some say, well, you don't hardly move the needle. And I say, you know what? Every life that we stand for and save matters. Wow. Right? I'm saying every life matters. I'm saying black lives matter, white lives matter, Asian lives matter, Latino lives matter. Life matters, folks. And we are in the trenches. We are going to work for you. If you find our efforts worthy, please donate. Okay, we're not begging for your money. We have day jobs, right? We don't want your money. We want to work with our own hands. We want to labor with our own hands, right? We don't want to live off of your largesse, if you will. We want to work hard. We want to do what we're supposed to do. So we support ourselves during the day and our families. No big deal. We do need money to travel. We do need money to support these groups. We do need money to grow our presence in the media and put these people on the air. We do need the support and the finances to tell the tale of liberty, the expenses, the servers, to run the radio stations, the hardware, the, you know what happens when a piece of equipment breaks? Okay, we need money for those things. We got month-to-month expenses, and we're begging for your support and help. But if you believe that our reporting is worthy of your dollars, of your support, donate generously today. LibertyRoundtable.com. We consider you part of our pro-life family, folks. We consider you part of the Liberty Roundtable Live family, where we do our very best to make a difference for that which is important, right? I'm just excited that Kristen Hawkins and others that are protesting Planned Parenthood today live. StudentsForLife.org doing a great job. Federal appeals court rules Donald Trump can move forward with defunding Planned Parenthood. StandForLife.org. Now, you know, you say that's not that big of a deal, right? I say it's a huge deal. And then you got this Wendy's story, right? And I know some of you are just thinking, you know, Sam, I've heard all this. Yeah, I know you've heard of it. But I'm telling you, this is critical. Right? We've got to really double down for what matters. We've got to really pull out all the stops right now, right? I'm telling you, this Wendy's story is huge. Right? People are fighting in the trenches for liberty. All right. Anyway, I've talked about this enough, and I know you've heard the stories, but man, Wendy's promoting adoption over abortion. Chick-fil-A standing for Christian values. Liberty Roundtable Live, these pro-life organizations, believe it or not, our message and our people are standing up, and it's growing, and it's so exciting to see. Folks, I've been at this for 25-plus years, man. It's a long time, right? And I'm just a babe in the woods compared to some of these fighters for freedom, to some of these liberty-loving stand-up folks, right? But you know what? All of us together are the key. We have greater numbers. We have the moral majority. I'm convinced of it. And all we've got to do is spread the word and get people excited and get people involved and get people willing to stand up. This is the culture war, and we will not back down. We will humbly stand our ground. We will politely, civilly advocate for our sacred cause. Yes, indeed, my fellow Americans, we will. Right? We're doing some tremendous work. Rand Paul standing up for pro-life. Mike Lee standing up for pro-life. Donald Trump standing up for pro-life. Come on. All right, I digress. But anyway, hopefully we can get, Kristen Hawkins and some of her team on the air, and she can either tell us today live how the protest is going, or early next week they can jump on and tell us how the event went. But I'm excited about their hard work. I'm just invigorated by their dedication to a sacred cause. And we're talking about the young people, folks. One thing you hear about in Liberty, it's like, oh, man, you guys are nothing but an old bunch of white men. You're irrelevant. You're, you know, no. These are the youth. Folks, Ron Paul has really, through Campaign for Liberty, has really rallied the youth on campus after campus after campus. Okay, now these Students for Life are doing the same thing. These are students. These aren't old people. They're not over 50 like I am. These people are teenagers and young adults in their 20s and 30s and stuff. They're young people. But I'm telling you, they are on fire. They are building brush fires of freedom all across this country. And I'm just incredibly delighted to be part of it. And to help advocate for their cause, I'm one who will do my best to carry the ball. And I hope you are too. This is something that we can all do together, ladies and gentlemen. This should become America's favorite pastime, standing for the sacred cause of liberty, promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property, getting it done. You know, it's kind of comical. You know, the cable guy? You ever heard of the cable guy, right? What's that guy's name? He always says, get her done, right? Well, anyway, it's kind of comical. I was with my daughter and her husband, and we were shopping for a family reunion, bunch of products that we needed and things. And anyway, all of a sudden, we're looking at some candy, and this guy comes up, and he goes, you like those nut rolls, huh? Because I love nut rolls, right? They're one of the best candies ever, personally. Anyway, this guy, he comes up, and he says, you ever had the get her done? I'm like, no, sir, what are you talking about? I haven't. Yep, the get her done. You know Larry the Cable Guy? He's got his own candy bar out now. It's called the Get Her Done Bar. And a Get Her Done, I guess, is a nut roll with chocolate chips in it. And I went looking for it and couldn't find one. But anyway, it is a real thing. I looked it up on the internet. It's a real candy bar. It's called the Get Her Done. Anyway, and so I'm just saying, you know, hey, we got to pass out Get Her Done bars when it comes to the pro-life agendas, right? We can move the ball across the finish line on pro-life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, we can. All it takes is the moral majority to stand up. All it takes is people to just not be afraid. All it takes is for people to get off their high horse and say, man, we got work to do. Roll up your sleeves, baby. We got lives to save, people to love, good work going on, things to do. Our sacred cause should get people just fired up, ready to go. Right? That's what I'm advocating for. That's what this radio broadcast is about. That's why it's Liberty Roundtable. Sure, you hear plenty from me, right? But the goal is to bring all kinds of organizations to the round table of liberty. That's why we want to highlight all these people doing such a phenomenal job. I digress. All right, I'm going to start talking about the news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. Last Saturday, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, because Friday I was out. And we talked about the freedomcoalition.com and CSPOA.org. We talked about on Monday, June 17th, that's what was last Monday, it was a National Press Club event. It was Truth in Taxation, exposes constitutional crimes. And I talked about You Lead, We Will Follow, a campaign to consider talking about how we can ask sheriffs to be constitutional sheriffs. Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press that he decided against the retaliatory strike against Iran after hearing from the military how many people could die.
I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, mm-hmm. plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people that would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said, go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson says it's bad the president appears indecisive.
The president is not acting carefully at this time. And he has many of us very concerned about the direction of our country at this crucial time.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A Hawaiian skydiving plane crashed on Oahu's north shore on Friday. Honolulu Fire Chief Manuel Neves says firefighters found the wreckage of a twin-engine aircraft fully engulfed in flames.
It was a skydive aircraft, and right now the initial report is 9 souls that were on board, and it doesn't appear that anybody survived.
Those on board will be named after notification to their families. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Also on Friday, New Hampshire State Police are still investigating a bad crash involving motorcycles and a pickup truck. State Police Captain Chris Vetter says it was a bad crash with many fatalities.
On arrival, we found that there were a large number of motorcycles that were involved in the accident, as was the pickup truck. We're able to confirm that we have 7 fatalities at this point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank Wendy's for its amazing pro-adoption work helping children, ladies and gentlemen. Sign our petition thanking Wendy's. That's the American Family Association. They literally have a petition helping. So now you got Planned Parenthood being rejected by all kinds of people. American Family Association, Wendy's, doubling down. Now the American people are getting involved in a petition through the American Family Association, AFA.org, to stand with Wendy's. While Planned Parenthood frequently purports to be about choice, just listen, 0.03% of their services include adoption referrals. The abortion industry just loves media corporate support, but truly pro-life efforts like adoption get overlooked. Celebrities are loudly screaming their agenda of Planned Parenthood's pro-death policies. There are others that are quietly doing the hard work of helping vulnerable children, women, and families in need. Instead of donating to Planned Parenthood like Netflix, Ben and Jerry's, Converse, and many others, Wendy's has launched a campaign to donate over $500,000 towards adoption programs. Since 1992, fast food chain Wendy's and its partner, the Dave Thomas Foundation, by the way, Dave Thomas founded Wendy's as well, has at its heart children who are in foster care, waiting to be adopted. Anyway, it's just tremendous work. So the American Family Association, along with yours truly, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live, we are asking you, please, thank Wendy's for its amazing pro-adoption work helping children, AFA.org. Great. Phenomenal work. I'm telling you right now, just delightful. All right. Back to the news the networks refuse to use. I'm sorry. I normally do the news the networks refuse to use uninterrupted, but there's so many just positive news stories going on. It's just hard to not digress. So we talked with Sheriff Richard Mack about, are you a constitutional sheriff? We have more of them all across the country every day through the hard work of the CSPOA. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We talked about Kim Kardashian West doing a great job. She returns to the White House for the prisoner reentry event. And that's helping prisoners. They first started with a First Step Act. That's a good start, but we got to work harder. Kim going back for more. Good for Kim Kardashian West. She then thanked President Donald Trump for his compassion and dedication to criminal justice reform during the last year. And I agree. Anyway, we talked about my journey from incarceration to freedom. Alice Marie Johnson, she wrote a book. She was a prisoner. Now she's free thanks to the Donald. We talked about that with the good sheriff on Saturday. And that's the recap of Saturday's, last Saturday, a week ago's broadcast. On to Monday, we had a guest on. Our weekly Monday guest, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about Monday, June 17th, Truth in Taxation Exposes Constitutional Crimes. We'll get an update on that national press conference here soon, next week sometime. We talked about All Americans Have Blood on Their Hands, an incredible column. I don't agree that all Americans have blood on their hands, though. Guys like me, and I don't mean to take credit here, I'm just saying, and you, our listeners, Planned Parenthood, American Family Association, Students for Life, okay, a lot of these groups don't have blood on their hands. They're doing everything we can to stop war and to stop the pro-death abortion agenda. Okay, I don't have blood on my hands. We're doing the very best we can in the environment that we were born into to fight it, to stop it, to stand against it, to educate. Right? We're doing the best we can. But as a nation, we certainly have blood on our hands. I'll tell you that right now. U.S. Senate disallows debate on Rand Paul legislation trying to block arms sales to Qatar and Bahrain. Look, we're promoting less war. Less arming and training and funding of the enemies around the world, folks. The war crimes that don't get punished. We talked about that in detail with Lowell as well. Hey, we need to punish for war crimes if we want accountability. We need to punish and defund. U.S. taxpayers, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, to highlight the point, are still paying for Vietnam battles. I kid you not. When was Vietnam? In the 60s, right? So what, that 50 years later? We're still paying for the Vietnam battles. You want more detail on that? Joseph Ferris, G2 Bulletin, WND.com, breaks that down in great detail. We got to repeal the Espionage Act, folks. It sounds good, but it's disaster. We talked about that, and Joseph Ferris just doing a phenomenal job. I really appreciate Joseph Ferris' leadership, too. That's another organization battling for the sacred cause of liberty, WND.com. Just a tremendous organization. Those folks in Breitbart and the American Family Association News and Matt Staver, Liberty Council News. And I mean, these people are doing just tremendous work. The Family Research Council, FRC, a lot of Christian organizations. I'm just telling you right now, man, I need to create a webpage just highlighting all the people doing phenomenal work. Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, come on. Good people doing good things, people putting out great movies. I mean, you just got to get rid of the mainstream negative news everywhere. You got to focus on, there's just so many people doing so many good things. It's just exciting, right? Anyway, we talked about this incredible, speaking of that, Campaign for Liberty is one of them doing a phenomenal job. Anyway, Campaign for Liberty in Utah is holding what they call a political leadership school. It's going to be on July 27th in Sandy, Utah. If you want to learn more, campaignforliberty.org/Utah. Check it out. Get involved. People are actually coming from states around. Anyway, that was our interview with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Then we next talked on Monday, second hour of the broadcast, to Dr. Scott Bradley. To Preserve the Nation is his collegiate series on the Constitution and on the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence and who we are as a people and what the Constitutional Republic really is and means. And wow. He has a website called freedomsrisingsun.com, and he has constitutional webinars every week, folks, with Q&A and more on your supreme law. Dr. Scott Bradley doing a phenomenal job as well. We talked about a neighbor had to sell house to pay settlement on the attack on Rand Paul. So remember how the neighbor just mugged Rand Paul while he was mowing his lawn and tweaked him and hurt him? Well, now documents show that this thug that abused Rand Paul owes more than $600,000 for the pain and suffering he caused Rand Paul after he pled guilty in the trial. I mean, this is crazy town. This is where, look, these liberals, these people who don't like our culture war fight, when we start to get the upper hand of the culture war, these people melt down and go psychotic. They're crazy, unhinged kind of people. We got to remain true to our Christian values, though, and pray for those who persecute us and who despitefully use us and abuse us. And, you know, we got to maintain the Christian upper hand, the moral law for sure. But wow, I'm glad there's justice done there because we want to send a clear message. Criminal activity and violence has got to stop. Civility has got to replace this hostility. I'll tell you that right now. We talked about Hollywood's shocking new ally. This is an interesting story. Family Research Council has been working with Hollywood to try to improve their movies. I know they're weird allies. I get it. I know traditionally we don't work with those kind of people, but you know what? I commend the work going on. Family Research Council trying to, hey, let's have movies a little more PG and G rated, right? Let's, you know what? There's a teeny, teeny bit in this movie that just makes it go off the rails, guys, a sex scene or a swear rant or a what? Look, we can take that stuff, a violent, unnecessary violent focus. We can take those things out. And you know what? Research shows Hollywood, you get more viewers. You make more money promoting the moral side of movies and of entertainment. And Hollywood's starting to actually listen. And they're moving the needle towards more conservative media, towards more moral movies and such. I'm just telling you, it's great work by the FRC, right? Who's going to bring all these wonderful things to your attention? Who's told you about the live rally right now from students to stop murder in America? Who's running around telling you about the Family Research Council trying to make better movies with Hollywood? Who's telling you about Rand Paul standing up for your right to work? There's a video out, National Debt, Who Cares? By Prager University. Dennis Prager, another one doing a phenomenal job out there, right? They say the U.S. debt is massive, so massive, that most of Americans cannot even comprehend it, much less solve it. A crisis is looming and a day of reckoning that will affect every American is coming. Anyway, I bring that up because Dennis Prager University is doing a phenomenal job and Google hates Dennis and Google's taking down Dennis's movies and videos saying that, oh man, Dennis is a bad guy. But Dennis Prager, Prager University doing a phenomenal job standing up for the proper role of constitutional currency and telling you how disastrous our debt is. I'm just telling you, Dennis doing a great job. Wendy's doing a great job. Wow. An 11-year-old young man, North Carolina, I guess he stopped a home invasion and he saved his own life. They put him in the closet at the point of a gun. He comes out with a machete and drives the criminals away. I don't like violence, but I do like self-defense. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
So many people doing so many good things. It's amazing. So I got an email back from Kristen and crew over at Students for Life, and they said, hey, man, we're live. We're on the ground right now. We just probably can't call in today. Can we do it next week? I wrote back and said, you know what? You could do next week for sure. But you know what? If you got to give me a couple of cell numbers, I could just dial in and, you know, somebody could jump on the air for even 2 or 3 minutes apiece and just give us an idea of the size of the crowd, and a little bit of live reporting would probably promote the cause really good. And let me know. So we'll see what they say. They're just doing a tremendous job. And, you know, I understand if they feel like they can't come on the radio this second. We want to support what they're doing. We want to bring it to you live. Students on the ground in South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, standing for life. All right, Tuesday's rebroadcast. We talked about these British female Olympians. They want the IOC. That's this big, you know, athlete thing. They say, you know what? We got to suspend these unfair transgender rules, say these women. So what you got is these British female Olympians are just saying, man, it's not fair. These men just say they're women and they come in and they just dominate and we can't compete. And it's frustrating. And well, you're starting to see the reality of the violation of God's principles in the culture war, right? All right. We talked about the Senate Congressional Western Caucus. They're praising Donald Trump's Forest Service for revising environmental regulations. This is where Donald's not getting any credit in the mainstream press, but he's doing good. He's rolling back regulations and defending the West. Do we need more? Yes. Do we need to shut down some of these agencies? Absolutely. But you know what? Donald is moving the needle. You just don't hear about it from anybody, do you? Except for, of course, a few wonderful organizations like Liberty Roundtable Live. If you believe we're doing a good job reporting for you, donate today, libertyroundtable.com. Every penny moves the needle towards growing our presence in the media, folks, and we need your absolute support financially, listenership, spread the word, tell the tale, report live from the ground, and more. All right, we talked about, I guess they had this 2 million people protest at a Hong Kong protest. They want leader out despite this extradition apology. We talked about an archbishop who basically says, hey, man, voting for a pro-abortion candidate is a moral sin. I have to agree with the archbishop. By the way, he's in Argentina. Even the folks in Argentina, Catholic bishops in Argentina standing for pro-life. See, folks, we are creating a worldwide groundswell against the pro-murder abortionist agenda, folks. They've lied and decepted and manipulated and wordsmithed too long, and they're not going to get away with it anymore. We talked about Planned Parenthood. They're just crazy as a loon. They're building an Alabama clinic despite the new abortion laws in Alabama. See, they've just got more money than they know what to do with. Sadly, though, Vermont governor, the guy's a Republican. His name is Phil Scott. He signed an extreme pro-abortion bill into law promoting abortions to be performed up until the moment a baby would be born for any reason. I mean, the guy's a nutcase up there. Just a whack job. Wow. We talked about landlords are opposing President Donald Trump's plan to evict undocumented immigrants. These slumlords want government subsidization money. Can you believe this? So we're trying to stop illegals from becoming in America and getting a foothold. And now you got New York passing driver's license laws so they can drive and vote. You got people renting to them, and then the taxpayers have to pay the bill. Donald's trying to stop it, and these whacked out slum lords are against the president on this. I mean, it's crazy town everywhere in America, it seems. But take courage, ladies and gentlemen. We are fighting back. We are standing for our causes. The federal government and the Federal Reserve, they want you to believe they're separate. It's a big lie. Congress has responsibility for our money. Go look at your supreme law, the Constitution. Nevertheless, Congress supposedly made the Fed independent, right? They didn't have authority to do that. Nevertheless, the Federal Reserve asks if it took away the punch bowl too soon. New York Times. Well, the federal government is supposed to have Congress deal with the proper role of money. Constitutional gold and silver currency, and they've literally let the Federal Reserve run amok for over 100 years. So when you say, have they taken away the punch bowl too soon? Well, they got a fake punch bowl going on, but we need to move back to the real punch, not the watered down Federal Reserve fake fiat currency kind, right? The Supreme Court, good news, upheld the ability of federal and state governments to prosecute defendants twice for the state crime. They say it's Or for the same crime. They say it's double jeopardy, but see, I say that it's not. Let me explain. It is double jeopardy, but what should happen is the states should be able to move forward. The federal government doesn't have any authority for most crimes. Did you know that? So just get the federal government out of it. Then there won't be any double jeopardy, right? All right. This The View co-host, Joy Behar, or whatever her name is, she attacks Donald Trump's claims he's one cheeseburger away from keeling over. You know what? That was a very unkind thing to say. This portly lady doesn't have any, you know, leg to stand on. Nevertheless, what I think Donald should do is he should take her mock. And I think Donald Trump should get outside of Wendy's with a big old cheeseburger. Just get like a Wendy's, what, Dave Burger or whatever, a big old triple cheeseburger, and get out there and say, you know what? I appreciate Ms. Behar bringing this up. And you know what? I probably am one heart attack away from death. And I know most of my critics would love that. Nevertheless, I live on. And while I live on, I'll use every ounce of energy that I have to back Wendy's pro-adoption agenda over abortion. And I reject the abortion and infanticide folks that want to destroy life at every turn. And so me and Wendy's are celebrating today. And I'd like you to go to Wendy's and celebrate pro-life and adoption over abortion and all these things too. See, Donald could have an incredible opportunity if he chose wisely. We talked about altered videos are a modern day nightmare. They can literally, in modern day editing, make you say and or do anything, whether you really did or not. They can put you in pornographic situations, and they can wordsmith you to say things that you never said by manipulating words and taking things out of context, and etc., etc. Be very careful in the modern world, ladies and gentlemen. It's something to be very concerned of in the days of modern day social media, where things go viral so quickly. They can be just absolute fake news, fake video. By the way, Donald talks so much about fake news, I sure wish he'd talk about fake money more. We talked about Teen Vogue. I mean, these people, Teen Vogue magazine, are whacked out as all get out, too. Teen Vogue magazine calls for legalizing prostitution. They say, yes, sex work is real work. WND.com doing a phenomenal job with the story. But they literally are trying to, Teen Vogue is literally trying to get teenage girls to become prostitutes as legitimate work. Like your life, what do you want to be? I want to be a prostitute for a living. They're trying to make this mainstream. I mean, they are whacked out crazy. But again, the battle goes on in the culture war. Where do you stand? What will you do to put your money where your mouth is? What will you do to stand up and be counted among those who want to leave the next generation a better world than we found, right? We talked about Twitter launches attack on Planned Parenthood critic. Live action. They were told that their ads could resume if and when they delete anything about the actual abortion procedures. So if you want to tell the truth about how hostile their pro-murder agenda is, wow, Twitter shuts them down. Twitter becoming an enemy of the pro-life view. Twitter becoming an enemy of Christians. Same with Facebook and Google and YouTube and all these other mainstream, quote, new media folks, right? And by the way, they got all their funding from Guermann. Did you know that? Go look at NQTEL Corporation if you want to learn more about the tie between the CIA and NQTEL Corp and these mega media, quote, corporate slash, what do you call them, big tech giants? Yeah, they're all in bed with the CIA and Guermann, folks. No wonder they have such a stranglehold on our freedom to speak, right? Melinda Gates, for example, to prove the point, she's whacked out too. She champions population control in third world nations. Well, that's the last thing you want to do to third world struggling nations is prevent children. Children are a blessing. We need to be positive towards God's mandate to multiply and replenish the earth. He never said, except unless you live in a poor area and unless Melinda Gates doesn't want you to even be born. It's just crazy. We had our guest on Tuesday, Mr. Joel Skousen's second hour. Commentary and insights on a troubled world, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel doing a phenomenal job. We talked about Trump's deal with Mexico. We talked about two more tankers attacked by Iran. Not. We talked about the growing Russian-Chinese alliance. We talked about the NSA gave Israel surveillance data on Americans. We talked about Joe Biden's climate change deal. We talked about the FBI's damaging tapes on Martin Luther King Jr. We talked about a preparedness tip, long-lasting wool socks, and more. That's a recap of Tuesday's show. Joel Skousen just doing a phenomenal job on all those points. You can either go back and listen to that show on Tuesday, libertyroundtable.com, or if you want, better yet, why don't you email editor at worldaffairsbrief.com and Joe will send you a sample copy free. And if you love it, then you should pay for it and sign up. Every penny will grow our ability to tell the tale of liberty and promote news that networks refuse to use for you. Okay, if you go to editor at worldaffairsbrief.com and say, hey, I'd like a free copy, he'll fire it off to you. But if you sign up and pay for it, you'll get commentary and insights into a troubled world weekly. Every Friday it comes into your inbox with the curated stories that Joel Skousen believes are critical for you to keep your finger on the pulse of. And he does a tremendous job doing it. I'm telling you, his breakdown is long-form articles to help you know what's going on with Mexico, what's going on with China, what's going on with Russia, right? What's going on with Iran. I mean, I'm telling you, he's got a handle on these things like no other. His reporting is stellar. His detail and his breakout and his insights are just tremendous. And so anyway, I commend Joel Skousen for his great work. We appreciate him. On Wednesday, we talked about Donald Trump launches his 2020 re-election campaign in Florida. We played a significant portion of his speech there. And it was tremendous, in my opinion, because he first started out and Mike Pence spoke. Right. And he talked about the so first he had Mike Pence speak. Then he had his wife, Melania, speak and introduce him. Those were great speeches. And then Donald spoke and it was tremendous. And Donald talked about this problem with the Hillary Clinton emails again. And everybody kind of mocked him in the mainstream press. And they're like, oh, man, are you just going to beat a dead horse, Donald? But it turns out that Donald's not beating a dead horse. These are legitimate issues right now and going forward. They're not yesteryear's news like the lying press wants you to believe. It's modern day reality. Believe it or not, the State Department finds 30 security incidents relating to the Hillary email probe. This is modern stuff. They're finding more evidence that Hillary is a criminal, folks. Bottom line. They used BleachBit to destroy emails under a subpoena, and we're finding more and more and more security incidents right now. This is modern stuff President Trump's talking about. By the way, President Trump eclipsed all of his opponents while they mock him and make fun of him. He raised $24.8 million the day of the kickoff rally for 2020. Enthusiasm across the country for this president is literally unmatched. Together, we're breaking the most sacred rule of politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people, says President Trump. Wow. And low ticket sales sink a Bill and Hillary Broadway show. In total, there were 37 preview performances and 77 preview performances. They shut it down. No popularity for Bill and Hillary.